Blue Duck said, hey, we'll shut all these scooters off at 10 o'clock. And I kind of was like, why would you do that? People still need to go home. They're like, if you're on a scooter at past 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., you're probably impaired. City facilities have cameras, and so we've seen accidents occur in the middle of the night, and sometimes they're more accidents, and sometimes they're more people doing crazy things they probably shouldn't have been doing on a scooter that they might not have thought about doing if it had been before 10 o'clock.
So we learned from Mayor Robinson a couple of weeks ago that the, you know, the implementation of some restrictions on the hours of scooter use might be necessary. We learned this week that basically what they're doing with the scooters is after 10, they're slowed down in the city core. The maximum speed is reduced, and there's a cognitive impairment test that you do on your phone basically to prove that you're not drunk. But I have a slightly different question, which is Mayor Robinson, by the way, Mayor Robinson, joined us every Wednesday about this time. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Mayor, what were people doing on these scooters? Tell me what the cameras showed.
The cameras showed people just doing stuff, trying to use them in ways they're not intended. I don't want to get into stuff over there, over the air, and then people, you just get more people copycatting, doing stupid things. Let's just say, they aren't intended for just transportation. They are doing stuff that wasn't intended in the normal use of it. It's likely to get somebody hurt, and obviously they're going to either hurt property or, more importantly, they're going to hurt people. And that we really don't. That we have seen some of that though. We were shocked by the video footage that we saw. It was like, okay, we definitely got a problem. But the crazy thing is, you know, none of this that you see during the day, this doesn't happen. This happens generally at night is when we're seeing people do things that they're not really intended for. And part of it is part of that side of, people sometimes aren't in their right mind and decide something is funny. And it's all funny until somebody gets hurt or somebody's property gets hurt. But anyways, we're trying to work with that. But right now I'm with Keith Wilkins. We're about in Bonifay, headed on our way over to Tallahassee. So we got up early this morning, left Pensacola, and we're on the way to Tallahassee. But always, wherever I am in the world, I'm ready to talk with Andrew.
I appreciate that. What are you guys doing in Tally today? What's on the agenda that you're legislation or what?
We got some meetings related to the airport and some other things, initiatives. It's committee week over here, so we're coming over. We're going to also meet with League of Cities and just discuss some of the things they're doing. So, you know, we're just over here making the rounds. I mean, this year's interesting. We actually get to go see people in Tallahassee. So, after last year of closed government, we felt like we needed to get over here and see people. We are hoping to see, we are going to see Senator Brockson. We're hoping to see Representative Andrade and Representative Saltzman as well.
When you go over there, do you meet with people who are not our elected officials? It would seem like that would be, because obviously you can call Doug or, you can call Alex anytime. It would seem like it'd be valuable to meet with other people. Do you do that typically when you go?
No, absolutely. That happens. We're more meeting with state agencies today.
Oh, okay.
So that's also a part of it. That's also why you come over here meeting with state agencies, DEP, FDOT, all these different agencies over here. You get a chance to meet with some of them as well. Dealing with the issues that we're dealing with. So,
You said Keith is with you though. I thought Keith had his last day already. Is he just like conciliary?
Keith is not totally retired. He's on special assignment.
I got you.
Is what he's on until he officially retires in December. So he is actually, these are some projects that he was working on, and we're letting him continue to do some stuff with those
as we
go through the session.
Okay, that makes sense. Hey, one of the things that you mentioned on Monday, and we gave you a little bit of a hard time about your food metaphors just a minute ago, in case you didn't hear us talking about it, but you were talking about the Community Maritime Park deal, and one of the things you mentioned is that you were supposed to meet, I think, later that day with Andrew Rothfetter, who's been acting as a city agent, to work with your strategy on Inspired, the next one on the list. What is the plan? What kind of time frame are we looking at before anything might happen?
I think things should be moving fairly fast. Andrew talked about getting something prepared for them and having the groundwork laid because of some of the other things we've gone through before. Certainly, I think there's a lot of things that are somewhat out there looking at what we could do. what we know is the case with the property, things that we know roughly in terms of value for land lease, in terms of taxes, and then, you know, the biggest issue that we all agreed, and we even agreed with on the Carson Level one, is the parking. So we need absolutely parking, but we've got to get some private sector money into it. That was the problem with Carson Levels, is there was no private sector money going into any of this. It was all public money, and that ultimately, for me, is what doomed the right. Carson Level. And before that, I didn't hear you say you were talking about what subject?
Oh, nothing. Just, we were talking about your food analogies, your eggs and sausage and spinach and sushi and broccoli. And
Again, whatever, you know, again, it was one of those things trying to figure out what to do. But they totally said, we will do what is required in WRD, which is the zoning district that we created. I'm very attached to WRD. I'm the one that worked to make it happen.
Right.
So I'm not going to let somebody go beyond what's allowed in WRD, which is the six stories. We said that very clearly. Unfortunately, I don't know why they decided to put a 21-story tower in there. It was nothing I was ever going to allow to go in. You know, it turned out three of the people who were so adamantly against it said that was the main reason.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
We wasted a lot of time.
And Hill specifically said that's what triggered her against them, because she saw that and thought, oh, hell no. Which I understand, because it was such a wild wingnut of a proposal. And we're talking to Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola. Now back to Mayor Grover Robinson. Last night you had a town hall. It seemed to be fairly productive, and I was watching most of that while I was doing other stuff. One of the questions that came up was a resident, I think she was on Martin Luther King Junior Drive, but it raised the question of the proposal, which you have had sitting for about a year and a half, if I'm not mistaken now, to change Martin Luther King and Davis Highway into two directions instead of the one direction now, which I think would increase safety and would decrease traffic problems, counterintuitively, but that's what it would do. Where are we at on that? Because I have been meaning to ask you about this as well.
Well, absolutely, Andrew. I think the reason people have been speeding on MLK and Davis because they're one way going in that same way. So you got traffic going the same way. You got slower traffic in one lane, faster traffic in the other. If everybody just has one lane they can drive in, so you have two-lane traffic, it's going to slow down. So the lady was complaining. We've had a lot of complaints of speeding, and I agree. I think part of the reason we got speeding is because we got those two one-ways.
Mm-hmm.
We did approach DOT before COVID, and we started this process. Obviously, COVID has not helped us over the last 2 years, not to mention also the bridge and the things that DOT has been dealing with. But we did, Secretary Gaynor was in town last week, or a week and a half ago, and we did talk about this, and this is a priority for us, and I do think it's coming, and I mentioned it to the lady last night. You know, two things she complained about. One was speeding, and the other was people going the wrong way. I think if we two-lane both of those roads, two-way them, it's not going, you know, both of those things are going to disappear. So
agreed.
I think it's going to make for a much safer community, much safer area for that neighborhood.
And the nice part about it is it's not construction, it's just striping. I mean, this is a low-level intervention, which you always like that. It's cheap and easy to do. Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, is I know you and I had not talked about this yet, but the redistricting committee for the city of Pensacola, which, of course, is no elected officials, but they've got designated, and some of them are former elected officials sitting on that. I've looked at the map that they're proposing, and frankly, I love it. I mean, it is a fairly radical redraw of almost all of the city council districts, but it's the kind of map you look at it and say it should have been this way originally, because it eliminates a lot of the weird designed city council district maps right now. But what's your take on the map as it's been proposed so far, the early draft?
I've certainly looked at it. I know there are a couple of different versions going around, one that doesn't look at any where anybody lives incumbents, the other one that sort of does. I think both of them are fine. They both do change kind of in a way. The only thing I was looking at is I know ultimately the hard part is going to be the supervisor of elections has to take the city ones and retrofit them into the county ones. And I think the county ones, because of the school board and other stuff, will draw the lines more considerably about what they have to do with precincts. So there are small tweaks that may have to happen to the city one if the county one, you know, goes a certain way. But overall, I thought they're headed in the right direction. It's really not a mayoral function. It's totally more of a council function.
Sure.
But I really, like you, I thought it was interesting. what it did, and I think it works well. It also works to protect two majority districts that we have,
right,
and trying to protect those, and I think it works well for what it's going to create. It's going to be interesting when you see the new one. Some of the districts are as you said, have changed fairly significantly.
Yeah, my big advantage is, you know, the city lines are already screwy, as you well know, and this makes the map of the districts as unscrewy within the screwy city limits lines as you can possibly make it compared to how they are now. And that's why I found the compactness basically is the big advantage. Grover Robinson, he is the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for the time, sir.
Always enjoy being on here. Thank you very much, Andrew. Talk to you later.
You bet.